Well, we've covered a good bit of territory in this series on how can I know God's will. Hey, Sydney and Sarah, blessings to you. How can I know God's will? And we've looked at it from various perspectives. And these last few times, we've been looking at the ways that God makes his will known to us. And we talked about the Holy Scriptures. That's important. The Holy Spirit. Then last time, we talked about the Council of the Saints. And the scripture tells us that's important. And today we're going to be looking at another one. And I'm going to call this a personal revelatory encounters, like dreams and visions. We'll look at spiritual gifts a little later in the list. But this one has to do with when you're seeking God's will and you're in the Word. That's so important. Remember, when God's will comes, it's not going to contradict the Word. And it's going to come through the confirmation, affirmation of the Holy Spirit, even if it's through the saints. But sometimes it's personal revelatory encounters. You may have a dream or you may see a vision, something like that, that confirms to you what God is leading you to do, or confirms to you an answer concerning something about which you've been seeking God's direction. And so let me share a scripture with you out of... this is out of the book of Acts. You remember the occasion when Paul was on his missionary journey and they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to go into Asia. And so it's kind of like he's hitting the wall this way, he's hitting the wall that way. So they're kind of in that pause and they're like, Lord, you know, we're needing direction. And we're told in Acts 16, in the middle of that circumstance, verse 9, during the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. And so this is the juncture in his missionary journey where he heads toward Europe, if you will. And it's amazing because it's such specific direction. But how does it come? It came to Paul in a personal revelatory encounter. It says it was during the night. He had a vision. Now, visions are not something that that are self-induced. They are spiritually revealed. Paul, apostle of God, seeking counsel from the Lord. Lord, where do we go from here? During the night. God will often speak to you during the night, sometimes through dreams. And I've shared before when I teach on dreams, is maybe sometimes we're not listening so well in the daytime. We're really not gearing down and saying, Lord, what are you saying? So the Lord will visit us in the night in our sleep when we don't get in the way. And in our subconscious mind, he gives us this beautiful dream. And that can happen. That has happened. And that still happens. We see it in the scripture and you can see it in your life from time to time. But on this occasion, it was a vision. Now, sometimes a vision may come in a dream. There's times in scriptures where an angel appears within the context of a dream. And there's some amazing things that happen in some of these, what I call personal revelatory encounters. That is when you have an encounter with God in which he speaks something to you or shows something to you. And here he is showing Paul by means of a vision. Now, Paul, this may have been in the night when Paul's laying there awake. It could have been at night before he goes to bed. It could have been within the confines of a dream. We're not told that, but we are told it was during the night, and we are told it was a vision. Now, there are different kinds of visions. There are intrinsic visions or internal visions. Sometimes this is like when you have a dream or you're imagining something like right now, just take a moment and do you see a pink elephant with a blue monkey riding on its back? Well, you're probably not going to see one if you go downtown Florence, but in your imagination, you can close your eyes and you can see a pink elephant with a blue monkey on it. Even though in real life, you're not going to see anything like that. And I just give you that little illustration to show the power of the mind to see things. Well, sometimes in a vision, it will be within you. And it's like you're seeing that movie inside your head, so to speak. But sometimes a vision may be not internal, but external. I've had this happen before, and you see this in scripture, where in the natural state, your eyes are open, you're fully conscious, but it's like before you, all of a sudden, you see coming up before you a scene. It may be like, you know, like you sit and watch a television, you see it's like it appears, and now you're seeing something happening, even though I'm sitting now in my kitchen at the kitchen table and I'm teaching to you. If I had a vision, it may mean in the middle of this, all of a sudden I see suspended before me this movie-like vision where I may see people or things happening. Well, Paul had a vision wherever he was, whatever he was doing. He sees this vision, whether internally or before him externally, and what he sees is a man. Now, we're told some things. It was a man. We're told where he was, in Macedonia, and we're told what he said. Come, help us. Come over to help us. Paul wasn't in Macedonia, folks. Paul was separated from Macedonia by quite a space of geography and water to tread, land to tread on. But yet, in this vision, it's like he transcends space and he sees a man in Macedonia saying, come over to us. Now, we're not necessarily, we are told the rest of the story, but sometimes it can happen this way. Like when Paul got to Macedonia, he bumps into the man that he saw in his vision. We're not told that, but it very well could have happened. Sometimes those kind of things do happen. We do know this, that Paul knew God was speaking to him because the next day he headed out to Macedonia. And we got there, things started happening in the spirit realm. He was where God had called him to be. So how did Paul know God's will on this particular occasion? Through a vision. Now, in the early days of Joseph and Mary, when she was with child and after Jesus was born, for 2 years afterwards, Joseph was a dreamer, the husband of Mary. He was a dreamer, and God led his steps away from danger to safety in Egypt, back home. All of that happened through means of dreams. That is, God's will was made known to him through dreams. Here, Paul is understanding what the will of the Lord is through a vision he had received. He knew where he was supposed to go, and he knew what he was supposed to do. He was to go to Macedonia, and he was to help there. He knew what he was on, a missionary assignment. He was carrying the gospel to all these places, and God redirected his steps by means of a vision. Well, I don't know about that preacher. Well, you can take it up with Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, and I believe he's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And it shows us how the early church navigated following the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it was a dream. Sometimes it was a vision. Sometimes it was a prophetic word. And again, these things will always coincide with the truths we find in Scripture. They will always come with a confirmation in the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. And God can speak to us through these personal revelatory encounters. Now, having said that, I need to say this. Not every dream you have is from God. No. And sometimes people may have visions that are not from the Lord. Sometimes people on drugs, they see things happening. And I believe the enemy demonically can get involved in that, because the Greek word for sorcery is the word pharmakia. It's using mind-altering chemicals and substances to have spiritual experiences. And we are not unaware of the fact that these things are used on the dark side. But the devil's a thief. He's an imitator. There is the genuine, real deal, authentic, visionary experiences that God's people can have, that God uses to direct our steps. Sometimes to show us things to come. Sometimes to show us things to avoid. Sometimes to show us things to embrace. So we see that here, and this has to be part of our listing on how God can make his will known to us. Through these visions, God allows us to see it before we can see it in the natural. In the same way with a dream, the Lord's showing us something to come. Isn't that part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit? He shows us things to come. He guides us into all truth. Sometimes he does that through visions and dreams, and there's some other ways that we'll get to. Now, I do want to say this about dreams. I believe most of the dreams we have are about us in some way. That when the Lord's speaking, it has to do with the Lord showing us something he wants us to do. Or a lot of times the dream may reveal things in us that needs to change, wrong motives, or sometimes the Lord may disclose something the enemy's trying to do in our thought life or around us to help us. And so we would be wise to be wise concerning these ways that God communicates to us. Again, never divorce a way that God may speak to you. Never divorce that from the scripture or the confirming affirmations of the Holy Spirit. But please leave room for that to be a way that God may communicate to you, because we see that in the scriptures. We see it modeled by the early church, and even prior to the New Testament era, we see these ways of God communicating through these personal revelatory encounters. All you got to do is read through the prophets of the Old Testament, and I'm telling you, they had some literally out there experiences. And that's part of living life in the Spirit. We are not bound nor confined to this natural material world. We learn to live a life led by the Holy Spirit and cultivate ourselves so that we can be sensitive to the things that are happening in the realm of the Spirit. Jesus is Lord, and so we're under his lordship in that domain. And sometimes people are more afraid of being deceived than they are of being led correctly by the Holy Spirit. And we need to realize that, you know, if you're full of the Word and you're praying, you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that God can use these ways to keep you right on track, and there can be some powerful things that happen as a result of discerning what God is saying through visions and dreams. Some people can get way off and way astray chasing those things and not remain tethered to the Word of God. And so, again, I keep coming back to that, and it needs to be said over and over again. But no, these are ways God does and can communicate to us today. So sometimes in our dreams, there will be symbols, names, people. Sometimes people's names in a dream may mean something. And let me share this little tidbit with you that has helped me. In John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." That's a powerful verse. But he said, "My sheep hear my voice." We can hear the Lord's voice. And he said, "And I know them." One day in my studies, as I was studying that, you know, "Lord, I thank you that I can hear your voice. I thank you that you know me." Well, see, when you really think about that, Jesus does know you. So he knows how to communicate with you. I believe in our dreams, with that in mind, I believe in our dreams, it's important that you ask yourself, what do things mean to you? Now, sometimes you may buy a book and it says, you know, dream languages, symbols, what, you know, if you have a dream and this, it has this in it, this is what it means. I think there can be some general helpful information in that regard, but don't make it so cut and dry. Well, this is going to always mean that. You are his sheep and he knows you. So he knows what those things means to you. And if he's using those symbols to communicate to you, I would encourage you to ask, well, what does that symbol mean to me? You know, you may have there may be something in a dream that it has a powerful meaning to you because of some event that happened in your life or some way that God has spoken to you in the past that involved that symbol. Or, you know, it may be something going on in your life or in your work or in a relationship, and that symbol represents that. I remember one time having a dream, and there's a couple of people I knew in the dream, and one of their last names was the name Israel, and the other, so the last name was the name Dollar. And I was really trying to discern that. Then I got to thinking, when it clicked, I was thinking it was maybe a word for those people, but after I prayed, I realized, oh, the Lord's talking to me about Israel, and he's talking to me about dollars. And so when I discerned it, it was the Lord leading me to sow money into Israel, and there had been something that I'd been praying about concerning a ministry to Israel, and boom, boom, and that dream confirmed that for me. But I would have missed it had I not paused and thought about what those names might mean. And sometimes it may be what that symbol might mean. There's some general helps, you know, when we look through the list of meanings of symbols. But always start, well, what does it mean to you? Because you are his sheep and he knows you. And he knows how to speak to us. You know, if you're dealing with someone that's Spanish, Spanish words is going to mean something totally different to them than it means to you. I'm very limited on that. So God's not limited. He knows your culture. He knows your history. He knows your context, knows your language. He knows what you know. So it makes sense that he's going to, knowing what you know, he's going to speak in the way that you can learn what he knows that you don't know. You know, now that you're thoroughly confused, just leave it with this. There are times that God makes his will known to us through personal revelatory encounters like visions and dreams. Sometimes read through the book of Acts and just notice these different ways, even in the Gospels, these different things that kind of crop up where God's speaking in this way. Even in the Old Testament, I mean, wow, there's some powerful dreams there that were used to shift nations, the strategy of nations and so forth. So you are his sheep and he knows you. You hear his voice. So expect God to speak to you. A lot of times when I'm going to sleep at night, Lord, when Mickey and I are praying, I say, Lord, we pray our dreams would be God dreams. And I always plead the blood of Jesus over my thoughts. And Lord, I pray that I would have God dreams this night. You may not always remember your dreams, but I found a lot of times when the Lord's speaking to me through a dream, usually I have pretty good recall on that. It's pretty graphic. It's pretty graphic in a sense, clear. The more you work with these, then it becomes easier to interpret what's being said. So with that in mind, God bless you. I pray that you would hear his voice and you would know his will. And tomorrow we'll move into another way that we can know God's will for our life. I pray that you have a good day. Again, Mickey is out of town. She sends her greetings and we look forward to being back with you. 10:30 tomorrow morning. God's blessings. Love you all.